towards the future of humankind. You see what broken schools do? They close the minds of men so tightly that their world is a world of fantasy. The language they speak is pictorial. It contains words born of TV and snippets of movie scenes. They are easily threatened, and they can easily let go of all thought in favor of nothing. It was supposed to be the last war, because no one could possibly be that cruel again. But the switched-off mind knows no feeling. This world does not belong to the leaders. It belongs to the children of the people that employ them, and all the generations yet to come. If we can't switch to decision-making across generations, for all the energetic leaders and speeches, humanity will go in a circle and end up where it begun. Problems must be prevented and decades ahead. Misinformation is just the more vile part of the problem. The problem is actually rooted in uneducation and poverty. The tolerance of ineffective schools shows that we are tolerating things that fuel misled minds. There is a series of events that could end global poverty, and there is a series of events that could end lack of education. But unless they run intertwined, multiplexed, all at the same time, solving their own host of problems, the repairs we need may fail. The global elimination of poverty and creation of relevant personalized education with the direct aim of advancement of humankind requires deliberate, long-term effort and wise planning. The politicians have yet again cornered themselves, and despite their collective wisdom, they will still reject ending poverty or making schools more realistic. Many will laugh at the idea. They will never connect that poverty and uneducation is where war starts. The leaders can't think of prevention. Everything they know tolerates poverty, tolerates a low level of education, and tolerates ending up in dead ends, armed only with desperate choices. All the people in the streets of the poorest countries must be helped towards real education and the certainty that poverty is over. If we ignore poverty a world away, we are just creating another conflict for 2 or 5 generations down the road. We need a new generation of leaders. We have to help the students of today understand that their aim is nothing short of greatness. That the meaning of growing up isn't growing up a little bit, but growing all the way up until they become great beings. And it will take a generation of great beings, a cultural revolution towards greatness of mind and heart, to face the mistakes that we are repeating, that we continue repeating, in all our weakness and in all our smallness, and repair it all.